Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in Perth, Australia, and I've been talking to a lot of different astronomers. It's now the middle of October, and it's the turn of Ramesh Bhatt, who is an astronomer here at Curtin University, and he studies these things called pulsars. He's going to tell us something about astronomy in Western Australia. Good afternoon, Ramesh.
Hi, good afternoon.
So now tell us about what it is that you're interested in, your research. And also, there's a lot of different telescopes, big telescopes here in Australia, which I'm sure people don't know about down in Cape Town.
That's correct. Radio astronomy has been a big strength in Australia. In fact, it started in 1950s with John Bolton building a clifftop interferometer at Dover Heights in New South Wales. That was the beginning. And since then, Australia has come a very long way. And now we are operating world-class telescopes in different parts of the country, as well as playing a big role in building a square kilometer array.
Now, people may have heard of the Square Kilometre Array as a telescope that's being built in the Northern Cape, but it has a component, a very large one, here in Australia. And the telescope in the Northern Cape and the one here in Australia, they're looking at different frequencies. So what does that mean?
That's correct. All that basically means is that you are looking at different radiations coming from the same objects. It's like basically you say that you can look at the sun and it gives you light, but it also gives like ultraviolet, infrared and gamma ray radiation. So in radio, looking at the high frequencies and looking at the low frequencies is basically like two different ways of understanding the universe around you and the objects in the universe.
So tell us about pulsars, which is your interest.
Yes, pulsars are very fascinating objects. So these are like the remnant stars that are born when very massive stars explode as a supernovae. So the core of that particular star, which will be an Earth-sized iron ball, will compress and become like a city-sized, some 20-kilometer-sized object, but will weigh way, way more than what is the amount of material in the sun. So we are talking about something like a matter which is way more than what is there in the entire sun, which is about 1 million kilometers, but compressed into something like a 20 kilometer size. So we are talking about an extremely, extremely dense objects. We are talking about the densities where one spoonful of material will be equivalent to something like 100 truckloads of steel. So these objects spin incredibly fast. Some of them can spin faster than the MRI machine or faster than your kitchen blender. So we can use them as like laboratories provided by the nature to do physics, what we call as like extreme physics, which is the kind of physics you can't do using any other laboratories or any other places in the universe. So these are like, I would say, the gift from the nature or universe to the humanity to do the physics that you can't do elsewhere.
And so this SKA low frequency telescope that's being built now here in Australia, will you use this to look at pulsars?
Yes, definitely. So SKA is one of the key science questions for SKA is to do pulsar science in particularly and looking for lots and lots of pulsars in our own galaxy and to do a full census of this fast-spinning neutron stars, which we call pulsars, and use them for some of the high-profile science questions, like asking questions like, was Einstein correct about the theory of gravity? Or how does the physics work at extremely high densities? So how does, say, for example, gravity works when the it's a very, very strong gravitational field? How does the physics work? These are really big questions that we can only answer using pulsars as laboratories.
This is truly fascinating. And it's so interesting the way you describe it is that you're using the universe as a laboratory to find out more about physics, you know, rather than looking at the objects, you know, stars and galaxies. You're actually using the universe like a big science lab.
That is absolutely correct. That is one of the main reasons why pulsars are so important in the square kilometer array context. We are basically using them as like a laboratories to advance fundamental physics.
Ramesh Bhatt, thank you very much for talking to the people in Cape Town. about your science interests and about what the SKA Low might be used for here in Australia. And I must say, I'm having a fantastic time here. So thank you very much for hosting us.
Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.